Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today, we're diving into something that I think all of us wrestle with at some point in our lives, fear and anxiety. Ever feel like those little gremlins are whispering doubts in your ear? What if you fail? What if people judge you? What if you're not good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. But the truth is, letting fear and anxiety hold us back from living our most authentic lives is like letting a bunch of tiny gremlins run the show. It's time to take back the reins, because when we conquer those fears, we unlock a whole new level of freedom, joy, and self-expression. So, here are five key takeaways that I want you to grab onto and really let sink in. First, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Say it out loud. I'm feeling a bit anxious about this presentation, or, yeah, I'm scared of putting myself out there. You know that feeling when you've been holding something in for too long and finally let it out? A huge weight lifts. Acknowledging fear doesn't mean giving in to it. It means saying, hey, I see you, and we're going to work through this together. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains can be like super fast storytellers, weaving these elaborate narratives of doom and gloom. But remember, your brain is not always playing fair. It often jumps to conclusions without all the facts. So, when you catch yourself thinking, I'm going to fail, stop and ask yourself, is there any evidence to support that? Or, what's the worst that could realistically happen? Most of the time, those scary thoughts are blown way out of proportion. Third, focus on what you can control. There will always be things in life that we can't control, like traffic jams, unexpected weather, or your boss suddenly deciding to change deadlines. Ugh! But what we can control is our reactions and choices. Dao! So, shift your energy towards what you can influence, like your preparation, your attitude, or your effort. Fourth, take small steps outside your comfort zone. You don't have to leap into the deep end all at once. Start with little things that make you feel a tiny bit uncomfortable. Maybe it's striking up a conversation with someone new, trying a new hobby, or speaking up in a meeting. Each time you push past your comfort zone, you build confidence and resilience. Think of it like training those bravery muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. And finally, remember that vulnerability is strength. It takes courage to be authentic and show up as your true self. Don't let the fear of judgment or rejection hold you back from sharing your gifts with the world. You never know who might be inspired by your story. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's brilliant, creative, and has so much to offer the world. But she's stuck in this cycle of anxiety. Every time she thinks about sharing her work or speaking up at meetings, fear takes over. She tells herself, "What if people think I'm stupid?" Or, "What if they don't like what I have to say?" This keeps her from reaching her full potential. But Sarah decides to change things. She starts by acknowledging those feelings of fear and anxiety. Then she challenges the negative thoughts by reminding herself that her ideas are valuable and that it's okay to make mistakes. She focuses on what she can control, her preparation, her delivery, and her willingness to put herself out there. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts taking small steps outside her comfort zone. Why? She joins a writing group, volunteers to lead a team project, and even presents at a conference. The more she does this, the more confident she becomes. She realizes that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. And guess what? The world is opening up to Sarah in amazing ways, because she had the courage to overcome her fears. So, my friends, remember this. You are capable of so much more than you think. Fear and anxiety are just temporary roadblocks, not permanent walls. By acknowledging your feelings, challenging those negative thoughts, focusing on what you can control, taking small steps outside your comfort zone, and embracing vulnerability, you can unlock a life filled with authenticity, joy, and purpose. Take action today. Start by identifying one small fear that's holding you back and make a plan to tackle it. Share your experience with me in the comments. I want to hear about your journey. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocol for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Keep pushing those boundaries. Keep shining bright, and see you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.